Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. In his work at the UNC School of Social Work, Paul Lanier develops and evaluates evidence-based programs that create a positive impact on parenting. He strives to ensure parents, especially new fathers, have access to tools, skills, and services they need to be successful.
One of Dr. Lanier's goals is to ensure that pregnant women and young mothers eventually have access to these programs.
It really begins with having a strong system. So you have to build systems that are kind of locally grown but supported from above to make sure that there's access to programs, that there's consistent funding, that there's a workforce that's available. These programs are considered evidence-based, so there's strong research from studies, not necessarily conducted in North Carolina, that we see better outcomes for maternal and child health and children's development. To get federal funding for these programs, data must be available that shows results from the program, so the bar is actually pretty high to receive federal funds. The best evidence we have in North Carolina for a program is a universal model called Family Connects, which started in Durham County, and now we have it in Guilford County and Forsyth County, and I'm hearing more counties are taking a look at this model, and they've shown in several studies really good impacts on a lot of things related to emergency room visits, child abuse and neglect. So we tend to think about the outcomes being either maybe on the parent or the maternal side versus the infant. For parents, having better access to mental health services, reducing postpartum depression, having better access to prenatal care and other forms of health care. For the infant, basic things like weight gain and fewer injuries, developmental milestones. So most of the programs require some sort of long-term observation or follow-up in the research, and actually some of the programs have looked at outcomes over 18 years, so from birth up to a child is even in their 20s in some cases. One study even looked at the life expectancy of mothers 18 years later, and mothers were surviving at a higher rate for those who had been visited 18 years prior versus those who weren't. There's a large array of outcomes that the programs can impact on just by intervening during this brief period of time. The federal government, state, and local governments are investing in these programs because they can really return high dividends on these investments that we make early on.
Dr. Lanier is also focused on emerging programs that are more inclusive and available for fathers.
Fathers have unfortunately been neglected in a lot of this research. The role of fathers in caregiving, especially in early childhood, is changing. We're seeing large increases in the number of fathers who are taking care of kids, even especially young kids in the home. So we need to think about what it would mean to support male caregivers and father figures trying to care for young kids. The programs that I mentioned are inclusive of fathers. There are no programs that are specifically for fathers or that were developed with fathers in mind. We recently completed a study for a group-based program called Circle of Parents for fathers only at a Head Start program, which is an early childhood program in Wayne County. And so we tried to schedule these group meetings at the Head Start facility, and it's really difficult when we're asking fathers obviously to focus on employment and making sure you're at work and taking care of your responsibilities, but we also want you to be here once a week during this 1 hour specific time block. They need something more flexible than that. So when we talk to the fathers about what they would like, they basically describe these home visiting programs. It'll be nice if someone to come to my house and spend time with me, with my kid and the toys and the things that I have in my house to teach me how to be a more effective parent kind of on my own turf. That's something we're thinking about to make sure that we're developing programs, adapting programs with fathers in mind. There's lots of really interesting, innovative ideas about how to engage fathers. So some programs like to work on the fact that dads can be maybe a little more competitive and enjoy playing video games and things like that. So you'll see kind of like a gamification of some of these programs to help engage fathers. There's another program that uses basically a word pedometer. So they track the number of words that are said in a day. There's a couple pilot projects going on state with this. And what we're hearing is that fathers get really excited about increasing their word score. So this last week, maybe you said 1,000 words a day to your kid, and, you know, I want to do better next week. So, you know, maybe that's one way that all parents will get excited about increasing language exposure, but maybe fathers in particular like this idea of kind of competing against themselves and increasing their word counts with infants.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.